President Bush is on the last leg of his last trip to Europe. He's in London today talking with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown about the war in Iraq and Iran's nuclear program. The trip has all the trappings of a state visit: formal banquets, tea with the Queen. But longtime NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne says this trip just feels different. Don, how?
It is definitely a farewell tour if I have ever seen one. You know how we talk about what it's like to have a president in the White House who's a lame duck when we're covering an ongoing election or domestic news? And there's just a sense that he doesn't quite have the juice he would normally have with the Congress, or that people aren't paying quite as much attention as they might normally. Well, if we thought he was a lame duck back in the States, you really feel it over here. Here's an example. I was here about a year, not quite, after the Iraq War started, in London, in virtually the exact same place I'm talking to you from right now. On a weekday, 100,000 people showed up to protest the war and the president's mere presence in this city.
Wow.
Today, I just went for a stroll, and I barely even saw a police officer, not a single protester. And it was the same in every other city we've been in on this trip. Ljubljana, Berlin, Rome, there were maybe hundreds of people out there protesting, but I can tell you, I couldn't find him.
Sounds like what you're saying is it's sort of, we're done with him.
Yes, but that said, Andrea, we're still getting some classic George W. Bush moments. He went to the Vatican. He met the Pope. It was his third meeting with Pope Benedict, and they met in the very formal, very lovely Vatican Gardens. Mr. Bush greets the Pontiff by saying, "Your Eminence, you're looking good." But, you know, again, there is serious talk on this trip, and the primary topic has been about Iran. And the president has, you know, been taking a very hard line toward Iran, saying they cannot be allowed to become a nuclear power, and all options are on the table when it comes to trying to prevent that. The Europeans agree that Iran should not become a nuclear power, but they have not taken nearly as hard a line in terms of, you know, having the military option on the table. So this president, even as the clock ticks down, as the hours dwindle away, is still pressing the European continent to ratchet up the pressure on Iran. So he is still working.
And Don, how about for you? This is your last trip to Europe with President Bush.
It's interesting. It has been quite a trip. You know, his schedule was a little lighter, which meant that I had time in each city to actually step outside and have dinner.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.